We did start it at Queen's. It was at the Smith School of Business. It was my master's project as well as master's project for two other students who became my very close friends. And we saw an opportunity to do something in settings where we felt there was huge issues. So 1 Million Teachers is a baby of Queen's at the Smith School of Business. But beyond that, we got early support from the Faculty of Education. Yeah.
Actually, do you mind if we move a little bit over here? Perfect. Perfect. So that's where this whole... Can you tell me about what gave you this spark? What gave you the idea to begin this initiative?
Well, it was very personal for me. Before I relocated to Canada, we used to own a school, my family. And I was looking for... When we had our daughter, I was looking for a daycare. My wife was looking for a daycare to put our daughter. And she didn't find anything that she liked or that was up to her standard. So she's a medical doctor, always on call. And that's how the idea came, hey, why don't we just start a daycare? And then a daycare became, hey, we like how your daughter has been taken care of by her friends. They brought their own friends. And then it became, why don't we start a preschool? And then, okay, we don't want our kids to leave here to another elementary school. Why don't we just continue? So there was no plan at all. It just happened from there. And that exposed me to so many challenges when it came to education and just recognizing that teachers were really, really significant in making the difference.
And I mean, this has made the difference for children's lives, for their families in Africa. Tell me about how the education, how the curriculum came about for these children in this project.
Okay, so first of all, as you know, we are 1 Million Teachers. And we felt teachers are most significant for enhancing student learning, so our focus is on teachers. But then you begin to see a lot of holes and gaps in your programming, in your curriculum, even in the design, and you begin to say, hey, how can we look at it from a systems perspective? How do we ensure that we cover all of these loopholes? And that's kind of what led to working with similar organizations that are doing something that is very important to the work that we're doing. And as you know, the SDG 17 talks about collaboration partnerships. So there is a big role that the Queen's University is playing through the Faculty of Education. So we coming here today is to show the world, essentially, the work that we're doing individually and collectively as a group. So the whole essence of Muna Taro means Muna, we, Taro, coming together. So this is just the beginning of celebrating these partnerships that, ultimately is to be able to provide gender-responsive, inclusive, quality education. And you can't talk about gender-responsive education without making sure that girls are at the heart of what you're doing.
And that connects with the girls rising part of all of this,
exactly.
The girl child and how
exactly.
Making sure they have access to the opportunities in the world as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. So, and then when we say inclusive, something that I probably didn't emphasize much is the vulnerable communities. You see NECT being represented here. These are orphans, lost their parents due to insurgency, and they have been taken care of leveraging the 1 Million Teacher programming, leveraging Girl Rising programming. You understand? So, and then even when we talk about inclusivity, we're talking about those who are differently enabled, than what you would know, just making sure that we incorporate all of that. And there is another component, which is the arts education itself, represented by 5 cowries in this Muna Taro collective. And that is so important because learning should be fun, and kids, what better way for them to learn than having fun learning? So that's kind of what this seeks to do. With these children. They are learning, doing project-based work without even realizing that they're actually learning. So that's the fun part of it. So that's what 5 Cowries does. Essentially, is how do we get these kids to develop their critical thinking skills, to develop their project-based learning skills and all of that, to develop, communication skills, because it involves collaboration and all of that. So essentially, making sure that we tick all the key boxes when it comes to preparing learners for the 21st century.
It's building the whole person, the heart, the academic, but also, as you said, the social as well.
Yes, exactly. Whole person. And I probably didn't even emphasize one of the key aspects of what we do is trauma-informed learning. for these kids who are vulnerable, who have gone through significant trauma, ensuring that we embed those tools that enable them to deal with the trauma.
What do you hope people coming to check out this exhibit, what do you hope they take away from this?
Well, first of all, all of us who have worked very hard on this over the years, Queen's University, Five Cowries, Girl Rising, we wanted to, first of all, say, hey, we've taken this very difficult journey, but at some point we need to kind of take a deep breath and say, hey, you know, just to encourage ourselves for that. But more importantly is we hope to get advocates, you know, for the work that we're doing to say, hey, I mean, they said it takes a village. You can't do this alone. So at every stage in your journey, you want to work with people. You want to bring in partners, people who can even do it better than you probably could.